And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? John Connor from the Islanders is going to be joining us. Pete is out of town exploring Montana and hopefully coming back with some great stories for us tomorrow. But Corey and I are in the studio, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. We've got so much to talk about. Some great fishing going on, and really excited to be chatting with John from the Islander. You stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on this beautiful Saturday morning. Nice to be in the world headquarters with
you,
Rick.
Yeah, totally. Me too, Corey. I always love it. Such a good time and a great time to be talking fishing. And this is a unique week this week. Kind of a little bummer on the take for weather, but man, you know, we're no longer talking about things getting started. You know what I mean? The fishing has just been flat out great, and just a bummer to see. Like, one of the funnest parts about doing the show from the world headquarters here is we're overlooking the whole fleet. You know, you can see all the docks, all boats from the big three, all the landings, and you know, the last few times we've been doing the show, it's empty. Like, it's bare docks and no boats tied up anywhere, and we just have a significant wind event this week, so the whole fleet's tied up. But man, some fantastic fishing on the back of it, and a lot to look forward to in the front.
That's absolutely, you know, like you said, looking forward. You know, the fish are there; they're ready to bite.
Yeah, I know. We're really pumped. Just heard from John Conniff, who's just moments away. He'll be joining us here in just a real quick bit. But same deal. Like this season has seen some kind of differences in our big fish fishing, and it's been fun. There's a lot of really, really nice bluefin around, and really nice being, you know, it seems like our average grade of fish has been 50 to about 120 pounds with a lot of like 50 to 70 pounders and a good mix of 20 to 30 pounders to go with it. Starting now to see guys, especially some of the smaller, you know, four pack specialty big fish type thing. Now we're starting to see some of that, like, mid-size 100-pound fish being caught in the frozen flying fish, and it's just fun watching everything develop as it is right now.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. You're talking about mid-grade fish and 100-pound.
I know. It's so crazy even to say it like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's been fun is watching all of this daytime lure fishing happening. Like, that's been the big thing at the tackle store lately, is all the fish being caught on Colt snipers and, like, smaller to mid-size flat falls, you know, 130 grams and 100 grams, and there's like a unique like art to fishing that lure that, you know, flat falls speak for themselves, got so much big fish on them, but they're often synonymous with, you know, real early in the morning, real late in the evening when that big fish bites them. But the amount of fish being caught on Colt snipers is like equal to the amount of fish being caught on sardines darn near right now.
And,
like,
and down deep.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Every night or every evening when we're at the tackle store anyways, and you know, you hear from the guys on the boats, like, they want every guy to have one or two of those things. I mean, we're swapping hooks out and putting leaders on things as fast as we can in the evening just because it's such a big fish-catching tool right now.
Let me ask you this, Rick, because I pay attention to the inshore, like really close.
Sure.
The water temps on the inshore have been steadily, like, climbing a little bit, even with the, you know, wind event and the swell comes in. And, you know, with that stuff backed up one on the other, the water temp's still coming up, and it's you know, a beautiful 64, 65 on the coast. What's the offshore?
We fished tuna last week, also, and you're right. The majority of the water that was around, at least for us, was like 61, 62 degrees, and the really good fishing was in the small pieces of warm water that were up to, you know, 64 degrees, even touching 65, exactly as you described.
Yeah.
Like the best fishing for us was in the little vein of warm water, you know, below St. Clemente there, that was 65 degrees, and it was good fishing. You know, obviously the weather has kind of kept us all off of that for a while, so it'll be anxious to see what happens when it returns.
How it changed.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
And you know, I think that the one thing that we have is the last few wind events, the second that the wind stopped blowing, that fish was virtually in the same area and fortunately biting just as good as it had been again. So,
and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we have that to come to. But I know you've been doing the exact same thing. You'd mentioned before we started the show that you've been calico fishing as well. Again, I know that's where your passion is, on the inshore. What's kind of the early season rundown been like, and how is it on the last go around?
It's biting. They're actually, you know, you see signs of almost like getting ready to spawn kind of thing.
Oh,
really?
No,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, a little bit of color. You know, they're getting chunky. You can tell they're just a step away, really. You know, and if you look at, like, the half-day counts, there's been, this last 8 days, there's been a couple trips that have had limits.
That's really cool.
Yeah, which, you know, kind of gives you the indicator, right?
I know that you like to fish them on the surface. You like weedless fishing, and you like catching those fish in the top of the water column. Is that fish always available at some level, or do those things, you know, do those things traverse the water column based on condition? And are there always some fish? I just know how much you like catching them on the weedless bait and catching them up high. Are there always a few to be picked off there, or does that fish completely, you know, traverse the water column based on condition?
You know, when it water gets cold, like right now, it's perfect.
Okay.
I mean, like I was describing, I mean, I've had as low as 63-degree water, but up to 65. That's ideal. That's okay. As good as it gets, you know. But when it cools down, you could still get them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're just drawing fewer bites, you know. If I had six good fish in a day, you know, for a morning of fishing, and you could probably go out with a lead head and catch, you know, twice as many.
Sure.
But it's not my style.
Yeah, you know that you could downsize, you could 5-inch viejo or 4-inch swim bait or whatever and probably pick off more bites, but you're there for quality in the way that you want to catch.
This is really the time of the year, Rick. I mean, as a water temp creeps up to this water temp, 64, 65, what it is now, they start to gang up on that outer kelp, and it's just, that's why the half-day boat's able to anchor up and You hear Fred talk about it.
Yeah.
He's able to throw a scoop of Chovy, and the stuff just explodes. And the beautiful thing about the Chovy that they haven't really had in the last, I don't know, 10 years, like in a great abundance.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's times where they get it and then they don't.
Yeah.
The Chovy, if you're talking a 13 to 16 inch calico, they eat one sardine. And by their second one, they don't want to eat the third one.
Yeah, they're done.
You know,
sure.
And the Chovy just allows them to get lathered up in the competition level. They could eat probably 20 Chovies and not be full.
You said that once before, and that's always resonated with me.
Yeah.
And it's just something I never thought about, and you're absolutely right.
They get so fired up.
Yeah.
I mean, I get fired up thinking about it, right? The competition level, and they climb over each other. And, yeah, I mean, right now, I can't imagine what it's like even up a Dana Point and
totally.
You know, yeah.
Now somebody wanting to do that, especially when we have, you know, maybe slightly adverse weather condition, which we have, you know, for offshore fishing, which today is about the last day of it. I think everybody will be back to it, and weather's certainly backing down now. But if somebody's wanting to do a little more of that and they haven't, you know, they haven't had the time to target quality fish, you know, like that, and they, you know, maybe they really enjoy bass fishing but wanting to take it to the next level, could you go through kind of the tackle required to fish the weedless bait and do that, like, hey, we're going to make our goal and we're going to go to fish whatever, Point Loma or La Jolla or Dana Point, but our goal today isn't to catch 30 of them, it's to catch the five big ones that you were talking about.
Yeah,
what's required to do that, kind of locally targeting quality over quantity?
It's so easy, Rick. Honestly, it's my style would be a 7-0 Gamakatsu. They call it the Gamakatsu super line.
Okay.
Hook, which is a weedless style weight on the belly of the hook.
Okay.
And with a 5-inch swimmer weedless, you'll catch it.
And that's different than your very traditional five. You call it a swimmer, but that's different than the standard profile that maybe you're the most known for by the saltwater guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that fair to say?
It just, yeah, because it's got anatomically correct, a little bit of fin, a little bit of stuff going on, than the standard 5-inch swim bait. But that rigged up is so bite friendly. You'll catch a 12-incher, you'll chances of a 12-pounder, you know.
Sure.
They all eat it. And if you're taking a junior, or you're taking your wife or a buddy that doesn't fish entirely a lot,
yeah,
it's two things. It's super weedless. You're not going to snag the weeds, but you're going to get the bites.
And
you're going to get bites from 12-inchers to, you know, 16-inchers. Like, that's pretty much what it was the other day, would fish up to 4.5 pounds.
Super,
you know?
Weedless, meaning, I mean, we're
you
talking.
You could cast it, seriously.
On the top of the mat.
No
where
joke.
It hits the water and it doesn't even splash.
No joke.
And
you could wind it over everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the killer part of it. But that, or a lead head, Rick. You know, you could go to a 3/4 ounce lead head and a 5-inch, one of mine or mm-hmm. whoever's, you know, and down in the water column, you're going to get more bites, but you're snaggy, you know,
sure.
you're hanging things up. It's not as, you know, quote-unquote user-friendly.
And not as, I mean, fishing that weedless, you get to see
a
lot of
visual.
It's visual. And let's be real, that's the coolest part, there's no doubt.
Come on now. It's like going to the lake and getting frog bites, you know. Do you want to get a frog bite, or do you want to jig in 30 feet of water?
That's the thing.
Know?
Like, you'll take, you take three frog bites over 15 drop shot, you know. Like,
absolutely.
And certainly the same thing.
But that kind of style is happening right now. And
okay.
I think for that beginner type of guy, or a guy that doesn't do it all the time, Rick, don't be afraid of going through the kelp.
I think that's right.
Like just slightly lift up your outboard a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and let the wind blow you through that thick mat. And sometimes the bites are in the middle of the kelp. Sometimes they're on the inside edge and in 40 feet of water. And a lot of times they're balled up on that outside, you know, in 60.
My dad and I did that all. That was my dad's most favorite thing in the world to do.
Yeah.
He would take that over tuna fishing or anything else, was exactly that. Lift the motor up and flip over the kelp. And sometimes you'd catch a fish, you know, in a trash can size lid in the kelp.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd find a big giant pocket in the middle where, you know, current's got things pushed around weird. But it's really, really fun fishing. And like you say, it doesn't need to be a beginner guy, you know, I mean, it's a very fun thing to do, and especially when the offshore fish might be slightly out of reach or just tough fishing, you know, if it's
like the last couple of days of wind, right? So it might be a challenge for a guy in a 21 foot boat,
right,
or whatever. But dude, take your buddy and go fish the kelp.
Totally.
I don't care if you're at Palos Verdes, if you're up in that Long Beach, L.A. area, or you're down here, or whatever it is. You know, it's accessible only a few miles from the harbor, really, you know.
What about doing the same thing but going the other direction? Like, you know, I mean, I know that there's Baja kelp beds and small little kelp beds all the way up and down the coast. That's always been another thing that I wish I'd spent more time, like, you know, getting to explore that, you know, coastal Baja kelp areas. And, you know, it seems like if you go north, there's all kinds of guys forever that have fished there. But if you go the other direction, you hardly see anybody.
Well, and it's totally fishable, Rick. The stumbling points in that is from our coastline down here, you know, and from San Diego Bay south, there's a lot of upwelling on the coast there. So you might have beautiful 65-degree water here. But think about between here and Ensenada, a lot of times there's 55 degrees.
Sure,
you know?
Okay.
So it's a little more of a challenge. Hey, we got a – somebody walked in.
Yeah, Stoke. I know we talked about you and the beauty of being right in the neighborhood. Captain John Connor from the Islander. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I'm still out of breath from running up the stairs.
Well, you certainly don't need to be that, man. No problem. We're all good. Well, we're pumped to have you and excited to keep things going. So, again, we're excited to have you. It's been a very busy time watching you guys, the Islander Park right behind the tackle store. So we've been watching you guys kick some serious butt and big boat work project, and the boat's looking amazing, man.
Thank you. Yeah, we finally got it slammed together.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's been a lot of work this winter. It's a lot of work every winter, but this winter was a big one.
The boat looks really, really nice. I know you guys have been working very hard. You know, it's very easy to see, like every day, the full crew down there. So lots of work. Kind of maybe give us a little rundown of what's been going on in the Islander as we get through this little off season here and looking forward to fishing.
You know, the whole gamut of routine stuff, but we did rip out the whole inside bulwarks, you know, the inside walls of the boat, I guess you could call it. And it was all original construction, and there was part of it that we needed to replace, and part of it I wanted to get a look at. But after, I can't do the math, almost 60 years, the inside of the boat looks fantastic. It's in really, really good shape. But nevertheless, we built it back and made a few improvements and paint and everything else, and that's it. It's back together. I will never see that part of the boat again. Somebody else's problem.
Yeah, right on. But you made it bulletproof, as you do, and I know you take such good pride in that boat. And we talk about it. I mean, obviously, everybody the same. I mean, the fleet, these boats are just so – they're such machines, and they're so well taken care of. But I almost feel like you take that to another level. I know you've got a lot of pride, and you guys work so hard, and that boat is just always kept in such high, high-end shape. It shows. The boat's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
These older boats, you know, especially the wood boats, they require a ton of care. And if you do that and you take the time, you can keep them almost like they're brand new. But you can't neglect that. You have to do it.
Yeah.
So we've chipped off a big project literally every year for. And I think I've owned that thing for 18 years now. So we've done a lot of big projects.
That's cool. Well, I'm sure you're ready to put the tools away and get the gas back out. When do we start fishing on the Islander?
Last night was actually our first trip.
Okay.
But, if you look out the window,
sure,
you can see the whole fleet, pretty much all San Diego canceled due to weather.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a bummer, but I think given the forecast, it was the prudent call this time.
Totally.
We want to start our season off catching fish, not bucking around in poor weather. So Wednesday, we're out Wednesday night. And then we pretty much start going after that.
That's cool. Well, we're excited, and we're going to talk a whole lot more about it. We got a lot to cover and a lot coming up with the Islander and a lot of your phone calls.
I know it. How about that, Rick? And stoked to have John in studio for sure. We're going to hear more about the boat, more about the fishing, and hopefully there's wind chilling down, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
In a few days.
But, yeah, exactly. But if you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Rick, one lucky caller is going to win an assortment of fluorocarbon from Seaguar. Some of the premier pink, and not only that, but some of the gold label, like an awesome assortment.
Yeah, this is a really cool kit. You're basically going to get a bag that's going to basically cover you for the season. You know, lots of spools of all the different styles of fluoro, and we're really pumped from the guys at Seaguar to get to give away such a killer gift.
Yeah, it is. Really cool. I've been on that gold one, man. A little bit smaller diameter and super strong.
Yeah.
So somebody is going to be super stoked. Give us a shout on that line at 213-432-1090, or you can text the app. You know, if you haven't done so yet, we talk about it all the time. Like, download the app. It's super easy. Even I can do it that easy. And text us via the app, and Rick will be able to read your text. And if you don't want to wait and call in or have a chance of winning the Seaguar fluorocarbon, do the Texas show on the app, and then we're going to be right back. More with John Conniff on the island. We're stoked to have him in the studio, and we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hooked Up app and a Mightier 1090.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity, along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Cobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island, or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino, Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And again, we're giving away a nice assortment of fluorocarbon from Seaguar, some of the premier gold and some of the pink, and kind of a cool assortment, really.
Yeah, this is really cool. And again, just cool to get to try everything. You know, we get asked that in the shop a bunch of times, people talking about Seaguar, and like there's a wall full of it now. I'm like, which one do I use? And you know, it's one of those things that none of them are bad. They're all great in their unique way. That Premier is super, super skinny, and it's supple. It casts really nice, ties knots really good. The pink label, still really good fluorocarbon, very budget friendly, inexpensive. The blue label, overwhelmingly our most popular
like
right now.
Like their standard, right?
Yeah.
Like their standard fluoro.
It is. It's just, it's all about big diameter and high abrasion resistance. And fishing big tuna, I mean, that's what we want. We're not necessarily looking for the stealthiest thing in the world. You want it to hold up
and function.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Then, as you mentioned, that brand new gold label, kind of the best of both worlds.
That's pretty cool.
In that it's a really skinny line, but super high abrasion resistance and really strong and great for fly line and a bait to get a bite. But overwhelmingly, we're selling the most blue label right now. It's big tuna. They're biting. Put it on a flat fall, and when that fish, you know, takes it all the way down, and their teeth are in those bluefin are so synonymous with shaking their head and chewing guys off. It's nice to have something extra heavy duty on there.
So if you want your chance to win that, you have a question for John or want to call in, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And again, like you say, text the show. Lots of great texts coming through. So with that, John, we're excited. You said boat's going to be fishing this week as soon as the weather gets going. And, you know, I know you guys always like to mix it up and do lots of different things with the Islander. Obviously, traditional fishing, you know, COVID threw a wrench in the shark things this year. So I know that was, you know, not the norm. Kayak trips, I know we always love doing that. And are you going to be doing kayaking again as we go forward? And what's the kind of season looking like for the Islander this year?
Yeah, so we've got our regular stable of kayak trips in June. I think they're all sold out. But we've got a good chunk in June for 15 or 20 days where we're going to be out at the island with the kayak guys. But prior to that, we're running just open party offshore 1.5 and 2.5 day trips up to that.
Oh, open party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's great. Which the Islander doesn't do a ton of open party trips. You guys get chartered, it seems like, so much that it'll be a good opportunity to go fishing with you guys.
Yeah, we don't have a ton of open trips or trips with availability, you know, after 4th of July, but we've put, I don't know, I put 10 or 12
That's
on
great.
Before now. And there's still the one on Wednesday, as far as I know, it's pretty light right now.
Cool.
We're going anyways. But yeah, we've got a bunch of trips right now. I mean, fishing's fantastic. It's, you know, the way it was leading up to this wind, it's like peak season fishing right now.
Yeah, so. And like you're saying, Wednesday, I mean, the weather's supposed to be beautiful here. Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and the beginning of the week laying down, I mean, that's like a perfect time.
Yeah, I mean, you need to get this whole fleet back out there and back on these fish. We'll see what happened to the water, see if it rolled over, see where those things are. But, I mean, there was a pretty good spread of bluefin tuna prior to this wind, not just in one spot. So,
but it held up with, I mean, you could tell me better, but it seemed like it held up pretty decent with the couple of wind events prior to this, too, right?
Yeah, man. There's so much fish out there right now. If it does bust and move, I don't think it's going to be very far. It'll just be a matter of time once everybody gets out, where we're back on it and it's biting again.
I mean, there was steady guys catching them from San Clemente down to 150 miles, and I'm sure there was fish probably above it and below it. That's just where the fleet had been catching them. But, you know, when you saw good fishing, I mean, it was skiff fish out to the west all the way down to the multi-day guys, you know, more than 100 miles below the border. It's some really, really good fishing to be had right now.
It's pretty crazy. You know, I mean, we talk every year about the volume of bluefin and whether it's here all year and how early it's here. And every year just seems to get a little bit better. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
You said it perfectly, and you almost kind of skipped over it, but it is. It's like peak season fishing going on in May. I mean, the whole fleet's out. There's great day-and-a-half fishing. The fish are fantastic size. They're catchable but still trophy size. Like, just everything about it is just as good as you'd want it, and it's May.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's May.
It's really cool. I mean, I remember so many years of us, you know, like, once June gets here, the feeling's like, all right, you know, any time now we should start seeing these things. And, you know, when the season was slow to start, we'd always say, well, let's not forget, they used to never even start fishing for tuna until 4th of July weekend. And there was all those things that you say when things aren't going your way. And now it's just, I mean, this is summertime fishing right now and has been for weeks at a time already. Pretty
yeah,
exciting.
I mean, dude, that's why we started kayak fishing. God, it's probably been 15 years or something since we started doing that. But it was tough for open party boats back
totally.
Then to get out. I mean, to really get out before 4th of July. You know, a lot of kids that work for me now don't remember that. But, you know, you'd be waiting for the first albacore jig strike or some sign of something to get you out there. There were a lot of exploratory trips. And that's, you know, why we started doing kayak trips in May is, you know, we got the boat out every weekend and did that. And you know, we love doing those trips,
sure.
And they all get chartered out real quick right now, so we keep them on the schedule.
Which is a cool thing to have, right? I mean,
yeah, it's something different. We really get to explore San Clemente Island, and the guys that go with us now have been going for a lot of them for over a decade, so it's a good group of people that we look forward to having back on the boat.
And it's crazy.
Year.
Pete talks about the Let's Talk Hookup trip in late June. It, like, fills up the kayak trip on the island, or fills up, like, immediately.
Our fastest filling trip of all the things that we do. It's so, you know, everybody loves fishing with you.
Yeah, those trips are fun. It's unique. I don't think there's another trip in the world that's really...
Does that kind of thing, right? And Sacramento, dude, that's like the Calico guys, you know, that love it. That's where they go. And the yellow fishing in tight. I mean, you could be catching 3 to 5 pound bass in 25 feet of water, and then a 40 pound yellow wrecks you, you know?
Yeah. And there were years, you know, in May, we used to run those trips in April too, where it was, you know, going back a ways, where it wasn't always great fishing. You know, the water would be cold. It was tough to make a catch, but it seems like the last 4 or 5 years, kayak trips have been fantastic, you know, catching tons of yellowtail on a daily basis. We had a couple years ago where half the guys on kayaks were all tied into 80-pound bluefin.
I remember that.
On the front side.
That's so cool.
Crazy. Yeah, fishing's been really, really good there this time of year, the last couple of years. And I know there's pretty fantastic volume of good grade yellowtail on the front side of the island right now.
And, yeah, totally.
And not only you, but, I mean, more importantly, I'm kind of laughing, but... I'm looking forward to trying that lighter new Hobie that Ron's got in. You know, I know he's going to try to bring a couple of them on the trip, but I know for the crew, it's kind of a break, you know?
Yeah, I watch from the upper deck now.
There you go.
I have a bunch of 20-something-year-old crew members that are fired up to lift kayaks.
Yeah, smart man. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to get things going, and why don't we kick it off, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Paul. Paul Kahn from Bellflower. Welcome to the show this morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Paul?
John. How did you get started with the Islander?
Oh boy, I was working on the Royal Star. I guess that was 18 years ago.
Wow, is that long?
Yeah, I was working on the Royal Star, and I'd been there for a few years, which is great. I love working for those guys. Still friends with both of them, but it was time to move up. I think move up or move on, you know, and then the opportunity presented itself. You know, Mark and Paul were building the Independence at that point. Those are the guys that used to own the Islander. And, you know, we were looking for a boat. I actually had a partner at that point, but we were looking for a boat, and that one was available. And, I'd watched it run from Fisherman's Landing for years working on other boats here. So the timing was right for us, and the boat was for sale, and that's pretty much what we did. We rolled into that thing, and
awesome.
Hard to believe it's been that long.
What a great opportunity and timing, and the boat that, if people haven't gone, fishing with you before, is so comfortable. I fished on the boat many times with you, and I always really enjoy it, but the boat is just an extremely comfortable, and there's not a lot of boats that offer that kind of accommodations in the length of trips that you guys kind of specialize in.
Yeah, it is a big, comfortable boat.
It's a long-range boat.
It is. And the guys, that's what it was built to. That boat was doing, 15, 17-day trips when it was, that's what it was built to do. And the guys that had it before us took very, very good care of it, thankfully. And that's just kind of, I came from a long-range boat, and that was kind of our idea, was to run shorter trips with a long-range style, and that boat was perfect for it, so that's kind of how we rolled into it.
Stateroom accommodations, very nice food, very nice heads and showers, all the things you're used to on, the next step above, but you do a lot of, is it fair to say day and a half to 5-day trips?
Yeah, we've only got 1 5-day on our schedule this year. It's a lot of day and a half and a lot of 2.5s. You know, there have been changes in our fishery down the coast that have made, 5 and 6-day trips a little bit different now as far as your strategy goes for fishing. So we're doing more and more shorter, 2.5, 1.5, got a few 3.5s.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Paul, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. We got a great text that came through. It says, I'm on a kayak mothership trip for the first time, and I'm taking my Hobie I-11, which is one of the inflatables. Before boarding, should I leave the kayak in the bag or should I inflate it? I want to do whatever is best for the crew. Would you rather me inflate it on board? Should I set it up in the morning or the evening before? Can't wait to go. Want to make life easy for you guys. Mark and La Quinta.
Mark, I would inflate it. I will be honest, I don't have a ton of experience with inflatable kayaks, but if it were me, I would just inflate it. That way you don't have to deal with it in the morning. We've got plenty of room for it. We have racks that will hold a ton of kayaks.
And I think the beauty, Rick, the I-11 Hobie that they have, I think that thing inflates in like minutes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like several minutes.
And,
you know?
And I think if you're not familiar with it, it's easy to like imagine the old yellow like rubber raft that you blew up when you were a kid. And that's not what this thing is. You know, they're pretty damn bulletproof. I mean, it's a kayak. It just
legitimate
happens to be able to deflate and roll up into a bag. So I think that I'm with you. And you guys have such a unique system as far as transporting everybody's kayaks over to the island. You know, you said it there. You've got racks that basically hold all the boats. And I mean, you guys, you said it, you've been doing it for 15 years. At this point, you've got every way of doing that trip dialed in.
Yeah, especially when we built the new bait tank 2 years ago. So now we've got a nice big aluminum bait tank with racks that go up in literally 2 minutes. So, yeah, we can hold, 22 kayaks. So
that's cool.
Yeah, blow it up, and then that's one less thing you have to do the next day.
Right on, Mark. Well, hope you have a great trip, and thanks for the text. Again, text the show. It's been super, super fun. Lots of great texts rolling through, but keep them coming. We're going to read them throughout the show today.
Hey, we got the cast man online waiting. Cast Reports 2 is sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, not only the top choice for tuna fishing, from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is critical. With the Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have the choice and the confidence you are getting the finest hooks made. Stock up now on the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at select tackle stores. I'm sure you have them at Fisherman's.
Loaded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got it. Well, hey, we got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Good morning, cast.
Hey, good morning, Corey and Rick. Things are happening. People are traveling. We're getting busy in the office.
We like to hear that, Cass.
God, it's a turnaround. I just can't believe it. How much interest people are, you know, starting to travel again. But just a quick note: we're going. Myself and some buddies are going to Venice, Louisiana, in end of October. And I rented a car the other day for the six of us. It's a seven passenger van, and last year we paid $300 for the 5 days. It's $840.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know what's going on with the rental car companies of the van. I'm telling you, it's if you're going to rent a car, I think you better buy it.
Is that something?
But yeah.
Cass, I know that's a killer fishery for like the redfish and inshore there. Is that something you booked too?
Well, it's just been a kind of a friend's trip that we do the last 3 years in a row, fishing the redfish. I mean, it's really a great fishery. But, I can put something together. I've got a great guide down there. I've got a place to stay. And you just got to get yourself to New Orleans, rent a car, and drive to Venice, which is about an hour and a half drive from the airport, hour and 45 minutes. And it's a great fishery for redfish. And we go the time of year when the big bull reds are in there. You know, we're getting those 30, 35, 40-pound reds. There, plus a bunch of other fish. But, it's something I can put together.
Awesome. Let's go do that.
All right.
Sounds
I know.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
So, well, anyway, but the fishing, you know, Loretto, it's really kind of slowed down. It's so much bait in the water still, Ricky. I just cannot believe the amount of sardines that are in there. And, of course, with all that sargasso grass that is starting to float now and gather, I'm looking at next month as being a banner Dorado fishery also for July and into August. But Danny said the area there around Saravo where we fish with our Loretto Rumble, fish are non-existent there. So they went out to Catalan Island. They found fish out there up to 30, 35 pounds. They went up to San Bruno and all the way up to Polpito. The fish are moving around a lot right now. And I guess they're just following the sardina wherever they go. The fish are there, and then when you get there, the fish are full. So they're real picky at what they bite. But anyway, down in San Jose del Cabo there, up in around the Diamond Bank, San Luis, Villarama area, tuna are starting to come in now, and a few wahoo are being picked off. Of course, there are striped marlin all within that area down there around East Cape, all the way down around the tip, all the way over Cabo San Lucas. There was a school of porpoise that came through that held a ton of football-sized fish, and everybody loaded up on that school. And I heard the commercial guy, one commercial guy had like 300 or 400 kilos of football tuna in his boat. I guess he's practically pretty close to sinking it. But yeah, there's it's happening. The water temperature is warming up. The days are getting warmer. And they did have a 4.3 earthquake down in San Jose del Cabo this past week. It was located about 20 miles, the epicenter from San Jose del Cabo. But yeah, if you're thinking about traveling, start making reservations. It's airlines still have some really good fares going to Cabo, Laredo, all the places we sell. I haven't got much information yet from Mazatlan, Ixtapas de Montenegro, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun. But it's starting to happen, and we're glad it is. It's keeping us busy now, so it's a lot, kind of an extreme from when it was zero to now we're getting busy again. So,
Tess, we're glad to hear that. Sounds like busy times. If somebody wants to book a trip, whether it be Corey out to catch a redfish or going down to Baja to catch some yellows and tunas, how do we talk to you and the girls if we want to come have a trip with Cass?
Well, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And like I said, give us a call.
Appreciate it, buddy. Great job, Cass. Appreciate the report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cass. Hey, want to remind you guys, lots of fun coming up. Our first 2021 San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast is next Saturday, May the 29th. It's going to be at Encinitas Ford, and it's your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. This year, it's a trip for one on any available trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. So basically, just for coming up to the live show at Encinitas Ford, hanging out, enjoying listening to the fishing show, hanging out with some buds, maybe winning some free prizes. One person is going to get randomly drawn, and then one person is going to win the casting contest, and they'll be one of eight to have an opportunity to go to Alaska.
How cool is that?
Super, super cool. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's your own charter on that beautiful charter boat, the Blackjack. We're giving away an AFCO Anhydrous foul weather gear set. That's over an $800 set of foul weather gear. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and there's going to be lots of giveaways during the show just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for more rules and details. We're going to see you next Saturday at Encinitas Ford, corner of El Camino Real and Encinitas Boulevard in Encinitas. It is going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back. More of John Conniff and the Islander on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Let's Talk Hookup and on the Mightier 1090 and that Let's Talk Hookup app. And what a fun morning, Rick.
Yeah, having a great time here with Captain John Connor from the Islander. Phones have been packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk some Islanders, so let's jump into them, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Roger. Roger wants to win some of that Seaguar fluorocarbon. Roger, welcome to the show this morning from Fullerton. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that sounds good to me. You know, if this yellowtail talk and bluefin, if that don't make your nipples hard, nothing will. You know, a cast man mentioned he didn't understand the car rental well. In 2020, the car agencies, they sold their fleets, and they haven't got back up to, you know, the regular. And it's all about supply and demand. My question for John is, do you have RSW on the Islander? It's been a few years since I've been on it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got a couple of fish holds on the Islander, and the one in the stern is an RSW. It's
Okay, and you just replaced the whole deck? Is that what
no,
you said?
No, we replaced the bulwark. So if you were standing at the rail winding on a fish, it'd be the part where your knees touch. We did replace the whole back deck a couple of years ago, but this year it was the bulwarks.
Bulwarks is basically like you say, it's everything that comes from the deck up to where the railing kind of starts. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's probably a better explanation.
Yeah, the Islander's a great fishing platform. I love a wooden boat. It's a great boat. Thank you very much.
Islanders are so soft riding, too. Like, it's a great boat in the weather, but, like, I don't know if that's just because of the wood construction or if that's just the way the hull was designed or whatever else, but it doesn't snap around. It's just very, very comfortable riding boat.
And wooden boats being so quiet and soft, you know, is there a sister ship, John?
You know, I don't know exactly which specific boat is the sister ship.
Yeah.
I think the Big Game 90,
okay,
when it was still around, was that one. But, I mean, I'm tied up next to the Searcher now, and we're very, very similar.
Very similar.
Double plank Ditmar hulls. There's a lot of Ditmar still in action in this fleet. Good boats, you know.
Totally.
Liberty's another Ditmar. And it, you know, they're, especially the double planked boats, they're heavy.
Yeah,
very, very big, heavy boat. I mean, I think if you tried to build a double plank mahogany boat from scratch, I don't think you could. I don't know if there's enough mahogany left to do it.
Lumber's real cheap right now, so I'm sure that'd be no big deal.
There's something that sticks in my mind, John. It's Mike was on here and mentioned that the Tribute, there's more wood in that boat. I'm sure it's the same with yours, right? The mahogany, there's more of an expense in the actual haul in wood than the boat is actually worth. Like, there's more money.
Crazy.
For sure, and the Islander's double plank, so it's got twice that. It's, I think if you could probably take it apart and build, you know, furniture out of it and make more money than...
Like, wrap your mind around that, right? I mean, for a listener hearing that, it's pretty crazy.
It's hard to even fathom.
Yeah.
Hey, great call, Roger. Thanks a lot for that.
All right. Hey, Mike. Mike from Yorba Linda. Thanks for joining us on the Stock Hookup this morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Say, I had a great opportunity and a great experience last year fishing on the Islander. And, John, you guys have the best crew, and you made a fantastic trip out of a day and a half for me. I've got a couple trips booked for this year, one on a day and a half and one on a two and a half. And I'm looking for that ideal fishing rod and reel setup, also line, that you would recommend for that bigger tuna. I want to be prepared for it. So if any ideas that you could share with me, rod, reel, line setup for that you know, 50 to 200 pound bluefin.
You know, and I'm going to do what I usually do when I'm on the show and I get a specific rod and reel question, and that's that I defer to Rick since he's the tackle master, and he's probably going to give you a better answer as far as actual numbers and everything. I mean, I have a few thoughts, but I'll let Rick jump in on that one.
Well, maybe what size cover maybe what you think the appropriate size tackle is, and then I could jump in with the specific model. But, you know, fishing 50 to 100 pounders, what size gear do you like that to be on, you know, and that kind of stuff? I mean, you've seen the undergun, you've seen the overgun, the too much. Like, what do you think is appropriate for what's going on right now? Let's start with that.
You know, for us, like, we've got a lot of those Fathoms reels on the boat right now, and those are a really, really good fit, I've found, and they're affordable. You know, when you're fishing anywhere from, you know, 40-pound line up to even 80-pound line, and even bigger. But those are good rod and reel, or good reel setups for us. But if you were going to come out for that bluefin fishing, I would definitely have 40. I would definitely have 60, and then I would have a rod that can fish with 80 and 100 as well. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to come out prepared to fish with 100-pound line.
This is just not, I mean, I always say the same thing at the shop. Like, this is not the time to not have enough stuff, just because the size of fish that we've been catching them and the ways that you've been catching them. You could very well expect to find, even on a day-and-a-half trip, fly line fishing, sinker rig fishing, flat fall fishing, kite fishing, all of those things on a relatively short trip, and also not be surprised to catch 25-pound test kelp patty yellowtail to literally 150-pound tuna. But that also doesn't mean that you need to go out and spend thousands of dollars in gear either. You know, there's very good rental tackle available. You mentioned it. You know, there's loaner. You know, some of the boats have, you know, boat gear that they're able to help furnish, you know, you with. So you don't, you know, don't let that stop you from going. But this is definitely not the time to only come out with a 25-pound rod. There's a lot of tackle right now, just because the scenarios that run into vary so much.
Definitely. Yeah, well, in the landing's definitely up their game as far as that rental tackle goes now. And all last year, you know, it's tough sometimes to tell a whole group, hey, you need to go back up and you need to rent a, you know, an 80-pound setup. But we pretty much just say it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just because that's how big that fish is. And the difference between, you'll be the one to comment the best on this, John, the difference in hooking a fish on 80-pound tackle versus 50-pound tackle, the success rate is, it's not doubled, it's somehow much higher than that.
Oh, yeah.
So many people, I hear it in the shop a lot, like, oh, I've caught a, whatever, insert big fish story here. You know, I've caught a 120-pounder on 40-pound. Well, there's always anomalies to everything, but big line and big hooks just they put the odds in your favor so much greater. It's a many time factor better than just.
And honestly, if you're going to eat the heavy string, why the heck would you feed him anything else?
Yeah, you don't want to catch a 120-pounder on a 40-pound test.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the rest of the boat doesn't want to watch you do it either. You know, with all this nighttime fishing that's going on, you know, we had some phenomenal bites in the middle of the night. You know, whatever. 10 o'clock at night or 3 in the morning last year, and there's a lot of that going on right now. You can ramp up as heavy as you want, as heavy as you can get, and there's you pull on a bluefin when you've got a big setup with 80-pound or with 130-pound compared to trying to wind one of those things in on 40 or 50-pound, like, forget about it.
Yeah, it's huge. And the other nice thing is, you know, there's some really good, high-quality gear available in the last couple of years that's not too terribly expensive. You know, you mentioned the Fathoms. I'm a huge fan of those Shimano Speedmasters. In my opinion, there's never been a two-speed reel better than those Talikas. They're fantastic, and I still feel that way. Crazy good free pull and drag and all of the accolades that they deserve, and I still think they're the best. But if the budget isn't there for a $500 to $600 reel, those Speedmasters, I hate to say it, they're basically half the price of a Talika, and they're a lot more than half of the reel. You know, they're very close to it. Are they as good as a Talika? No, but they are knocking at the door for literally half the cost. I mean, it's you don't have to have a $1,000 outfit anymore to be in the game to fish 50 and 60 and 80-pound two-speed stuff. There's some really, really good tackle that's a whole lot more affordable than it was the last couple of years. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. We have another great text that came through. This one is for John. Hey, thoughts on direct? He said direct tying Colt snipers. I want to fish a Colt sniper for this local bluefin. Should I just have my 80-pound Spectre on my reel and tie a piece of 50 or 60-pound fluorocarbon to it directly to the Colt sniper, or should I have a swivel and a leader?
I like direct tying it. Personally, you know, I've never been a fan of swivels. You know, and again, you can jump in here, Rick, as well, but I typically on the boat, like when we're rigging that stuff up, we're direct tying it. I know there's some advantages with swivels to as far as spin goes and twist on the line, but we typically direct tie our stuff.
I'm total agreement, for sure. I think the only thing would be if you're – so many guys have been talking about how effective that Colt Sniper's been, particularly this year for whatever reason, and a lot of those fish are 50 to 70 pounds. The only thing I would say is just making sure that your top shot is of appropriate size for it. You know, if you were fishing a 40-pound outfit, maybe it would be worthy of having a little heavier bite leader, kind of a slightly lighter version of how we set up those big flat falls. You know, flat fall, nighttime fishing, you know, at least we like a piece of 130 or even 200-pound fluorocarbon, just because they just tend to eat those things so far down the gullet, you know, that they you just got line shape to worry about. And having, you know, what Todd had mentioned with having 60 or 80-pound, I think you stand a pretty fighting chance. But if you have it on considerably lighter line, you could definitely worry about getting chewed off.
I mean, there's no worse thought in my mind is having that, you know, 50 to 80-pound fish inhale in the gullet, your 130-gram jig in the back of its throat, you know, and that's why the chafing gear.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
It's, you know, in my world, it's calico bass, right? But it's the same scenario for the same reason.
Totally. I always think of it. You're the one that kind of taught me that, Corey, more than anything, is it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, when you're fishing big calicos and you like to fish a piece of 60-pound or a piece of 80-pound, it doesn't take 60-pound test to land a calico bass. The same way that it doesn't take 80-pound test to land a bluefin. What it does take, though, is you can weather the storm and you can get chewed off, or maybe you have multiple fish or whatever it is, that heavy line just gives you the opportunity to make so many mistakes and not pay the price for it.
That's exactly it in the calico world, too. Yeah.
Totally.
Good time.
Yeah, hey, great call. And maybe one last thing, John, and I know that it's probably more a matter of personal preference, but see so many guys re-rigging those Colt Snipers and things like that. Do you like a real heavy-duty version? Do you like a heavier treble hook, or do you like to put a single hook on them?
All of ours are rigged up with single hooks.
Okay. I know there's no wrong answer to there. You know, I know a heavy-duty treble would work, too, but more just your personal preference. What do you like to see?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like that single hook just gets buried deeper. And that treble hook, sometimes, when it gets bit and it comes tight, it might get snagged on something you don't want it snagged on, you know, just a part of the mouth where it can't really bury itself because it's got two other hooks working with it, but... You know, at least that's what's in my head. I mean, I know when we throw them on the deck, sometimes you've got treble hooks, sometimes you've got single hooks, but it seems like you get deeper penetration with that single hook because you can swing it and it really buries itself.
Or the right hook set in the right place, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're saying, the treble might just get it somewhere where you don't want it. Yeah.
I think the nice thing about it is those things are just – it's just a good lure to catch a tuna right now because it looks like a little baitfish. And for the most part, when those things eat them, it's just – it's in the back of it's in the back of the throat. So, again, that's why I say it probably doesn't make the world a difference. But I always like to know – I trust John's opinion a whole lot more than mine. So
I mean, I have seen it, you know, when they do inhale that thing and it's way down there in the gullet, you know, that treble hook, it can be advantageous because you just want to grip onto something back there, you know. It's not going to slide out into the front of the mouth as easily.
And something to be said, too, like I know we've seen in our boat with those bigger flat falls, when they are hooked down there, they come to the boat a little easier. You know, like it seems when they're hooked real deep like that, they kind of sometimes they just, for lack of better words, they kind of come right in. You pull pretty hard, they don't put up as much of a fight.
I like that.
Do you take that just fine?
I like it, Rick. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. More of John Conniff and the Islander when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow
allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Here's John Ireland from Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.